Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And in why we have the winter storm warning is effective, of course, until noon today, and there's going to be blowing, drifting snow and all that other good stuff. Some lake effect snow coming. I thought we'd check in live with Mike Hamernick from the WGN Weather Center for the very latest. Good morning to you, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
I am fabulous. Looking outside, it was a little rough going coming in here, but it's not over yet. I mean, this is going to continue for quite some time.
Yeah, the system snow will be winding down over the next 2, 3, 4 hours. I think the northern suburbs are pretty much over with the system snow. Still seeing some snow in the city and the south suburbs in northwest Indiana until about noon. And then the system will actually move off to the east, and lake effect will kick in this afternoon and especially tonight. But we're only looking at maybe an additional inch this morning, less than an inch this afternoon on top of what we already have. But it's the lake effect tonight and tomorrow that needs to be watched, because a few local spots could end up with an additional 3, 4, 5 inches of snow, especially in northwest Indiana. It could get real dicey tomorrow afternoon in northwest Indiana. But overall, the general trend will be improving road conditions here in Chicago. It's not going to be perfect or ideal, because we'll still see some very light snow from time to time, and the blowing and drifting snow will continue. But overall, it's, again, not ideal driving conditions, but they will improve this afternoon.
Snow totals are a little bit higher than I think everyone expected. We kind of went on the low end, 3 to 5, 4 to 8 inches, but the snow totals around the city and the suburbs are quite high, I think, especially in the northern suburbs, right?
Yeah, the northern suburbs, definitely the highest totals, from 8.5 inches in Lake Geneva to around 8 inches in Algonquin. And then they drop off the further south you go. Officially at O'Hare, this isn't the final number, but 3.9 inches of snow there. And as we head into northwest Indiana, only about 2 inches of snow down there. In the southwest suburbs, about 4 inches. So definitely heavier snow north, a lighter total south. But like I said, we're not completely done yet. But the main snows that we had overnight, they're starting to pull off to the east.
And we've got the temperatures that are going to start dropping. So today we're getting close to 30, but, I mean, we're going to see 14, 10. I mean, it's going to start getting a little chilly here this next week.
Yeah, definitely much colder. This morning it was 38 degrees below zero in International Falls. And that's not the wind chill. That's the actual thermometer. They came within 2 degrees of a record there, which when you're getting records in January in International Falls, that's a pretty big deal. So we'll get a chunk of that cold air tonight and tomorrow and into Monday. Not quite as cold as that, fortunately, but it's going to be chilly out there. Wind chills around zero by evening, and they'll stay at or below zero tonight through most of the day tomorrow. So it's kind of 1-2 punch, the snow today and then the cold air tomorrow. But it's that cold air that's going to stir up those lake effect snows in northwest Indiana tomorrow, too.
I'd rather have this happen on the weekend, so thank God it's a Saturday.
Yeah, it's definitely not as big of an impact as far as traveling and getting around when you get these storms on the weekend. But looking ahead, it doesn't look like anything major next week, although we'll have to watch for some ice and snow on Tuesday. But it doesn't look like as big of a storm as what we're dealing with today.
Very good. Mike, thanks for jumping in. I appreciate it, pal.
Anytime, Dave.
All right, have a great day. All right.